The outspoken Czech President Václav Klaus raised more than a few eyebrows at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York on Saturday when he suggested in his address what was needed was not an increased role for the organization in global governance. While he agreed some reforms were necessary, namely to the Security Council, he made clear that the UN needed to adhere more closely to its founding principles. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Following a slew of calls for reform to bring the UN up to speed for the 21st century realities, Mr. Klaus's address once again cast him as something of a black sheep. Adamant that what was needed was not a greater role or new objectives for the 192-member organization, but the opposite. A streamlining of its own administration and closer adherence to its original principles, seeking international security and peace. Speaking on Saturday, the Czech president charged that an increase in objectives or a greater role in the global governance of the economy called for by some would only make the situation worse.
I don't think that the UN needs to search for a new mission. The goals of the United Nations should remain those defined in the original UN Charter: to maintain international peace and security, to develop friendly relations among nations, to achieve international cooperation in solving international problems. The United Nations should not divert from these principles. It shouldn't search for alternative or substitute projects to those which enhance peace, freedom, and democracy.
In his address, the Czech president stressed when it came to the economy and recovery from the economic crisis, the solution lay not in the creation of new governmental and supranational agencies, as he called them, but in allowing individual member states to find their own solutions. He suggested that greater intervention would hurt, not help. Václav Klaus again.
It is not possible to prevent any future crisis by implementing substantial market-damaging macroeconomic and regulatory government interventions, as it is the case now. It is only possible to destroy the markets and together with them the chances for economic growth and prosperity in both developed and developing countries.
Turning from economic matters, the Czech president was equally outspoken on other issues, including global warming. A vocal skeptic of man's role in global warming, the Czech president stressed that the United Nations needed to limit involvement in science, a sharp contrast, for example, to the position of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for whom stopping climate change is a major priority. As a result, there is little doubt Mr. Klaus's words will be most likely hailed by a number within more conservative circles, but will equally raise the hackles of those left of the political spectrum. They have often been critical of the Czech president, but probably not overly surprised by his words last week, as his positions on the economy and environment are well documented and consistent.
That was Jan Wellinger with that report.